In the gospel account of St. Luke, there are three principal parables in which Jesus teaches us how we should pray. And over the past Sunday's liturgy, we have heard two of them. The first is the story of the friend who wakes his neighbor up in the middle of the night so he can have food to feed his unexpected guest. Jesus teaches us in this parable to be urgent in our prayers, knock, and the door will be open. And that whoever prays like this, the Heavenly Father will give whatever they need. The second is the account of the persistent widow who changes the judge's mind. Jesus teaches us in this parable that it is necessary to pray always, without ceasing, and with the patience of faith. In today's gospel, we hear the third principle on prayer. In the parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector, Jesus teaches us the right attitude for praying and invoking God's mercy, humility. The humility of the heart that prays. Both the Pharisee and the tax collector go up to the temple to pray, but they act in very different ways and obtain the opposite results. The Pharisee offers a prayer of thanksgiving addressed to God, but it quickly turns into a display of his own merits and a sense of superiority over others. Instead of having God before his eyes, he has a mirror. He prays to himself. It is an exercise of self-admiration. The Pharisee's words show no knowledge of God's mercy or of his need for God. He dismisses the truth that salvation is a gift. Rather, he thinks he has earned it. His prayer is more of a boast. I thank you, God, that I am so great. The tax collector's prayer, on the other hand, is much different. He recognizes that he is a sinner, and he asks God for forgiveness. There is no self-congratulation, no summary of his good deeds, no sense that God should feel honored or obligated to him. He doesn't even think he's worthy to raise his eyes to heaven as he prays, O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. The tax collector's act of repentance and his few and simple words are a witness to his awareness of his poor condition. He acts humbly, sure only of being a sinner in need of pity. He does not take God's mercy for granted. He asks for it. One of the great church fathers, St. Augustine, said that this gospel scene reminds us that God is better pleased with humility for our sins than pride at our good deeds. So how can we understand humility in our prayer life? Our prayers should always start with uniting our hearts to God's, and the virtue of humility gives our hearts the right disposition for a relationship of love with God. Unfortunately, a lot of people misunderstand this important virtue. They think of humility as a refusal to acknowledge anything good about themselves, but humility does not mean despising yourself, deriding yourself, or putting yourself down. Rather, genuine humility is simply recognizing the essential truth about ourselves. It means knowing who you are with all your strengths and all your weaknesses. It is an honest self-appraisal in God's presence with no pretenses, acknowledging our weaknesses, imperfections, and sins. And with this, we recognize our need for God's mercy and his transformative grace. Jesus' appraisal of the Pharisee's prayer reminds us that there is no bribe we can offer, no checklist of good deeds or comparisons that will give us an advantage over our missteps. Our best recourse is to imitate the tax collector, to always pray to God with a humble spirit. Friends, Jesus teaches us today that we should embrace the virtue of humility. Hold in your hearts that when we pray with this attitude, our Lord assures us that we'll draw down on us God's divine mercy and grace. For the one who humbles himself will be exalted. So as we leave Mass today, inspired by the Word of God and strengthened by the true presence of Jesus in the Eucharist, what are those things that we can let go of? What are those things that we can do so that we can humbly pray, O God, be merciful to me, a sinner?